Hello everyone, good evening once again. This is Olivier Susay, and welcome once again to another episode of my podcast. So let's get straight into it. Guys, this podcast has been long overdue, but a lot of things have happened. Like, I have been through the most this week. First of all, this is the second time I am recording this podcast. Yes, this is the second time. The first time I realized that after recording, my voice was very, very low, right? My voice was very, very low. So you could barely make out what I was saying. And then there was this very annoying background noise that would just not cease. There was this crazy background noise. So there was no way that I was going to release that, right? In as much as I might not have a lot of equipment, I'm trying to ensure that what I release here is like good quality, like you can hear me clearly and loudly. So that happened, and then I started looking out for softwares to edit podcasts. I came across a lot. And I was able to download two. I haven't mastered them yet, but we take one step at a time over here. So let's get straight into what the topic is for today. Oh my goodness, I've missed you all so much. I'm not even going to lie. I miss you all so much. So today we're going to be talking about embarrassing moments that happened to you while you were on a date. That's what we're going to be talking about. And I did give opportunity for people to, bring in their responses. And we got two responses. Hooray. I mean, two is better than none. Two is better than nada. So thank you all so much for putting in your responses. I really, really appreciate you all. And I hope that, this podcast satisfies you. So I'm going to first of all start with my most embarrassing moment on a date. You heard me. I'm going to start there. And then we're going to talk about the responses that we got. So I went on a date at my date's house. Yes, you heard me. Okay, so this was not the first date, actually. Yeah, so you don't think. Okay, Olivia, stop. Okay, so I went on a date on my on the date's house, right? And let me tell you why we were having such a good time. Oh my goodness, I love fine houses. Like, I love house decors, interiors. If your house is gorgeous, I love your home, and I want constantly, like, I appreciate it. I'm going to tell you that your house is beautiful. I'm not the type of person who will see something good and keep it to myself. No, I'm going to appreciate your home. I'll tell you, oh my God, you have a good house, and I'm going to want to learn from you, like, how were you able to achieve this so that I can replicate same in my house. So his home was beautiful, hands down, one of the most beautiful houses I have ever been to. And it was such a nice date. It was supposed to be like a Netflix date, Netflix, and we're going, we're watching the movie, but those kind of dates where you're watching the movie, but you're not watching the movie because you're just gisting and talking to each other. So it was that kind of date specifically. We're talking with one another. The movie was just like a background. The movie was a background overlay for the date. So it was so much fun. And then, I felt pressed. I wanted to be. So I said, "Hey, can I see your bathroom? Because I really need to be." He was like, "Oh, sure, go ahead." He showed me his master's bedroom, and he was gorgeous. Like, I'm in love with interiors, guys. Oh, my dream home. If I tell you how my dream home is going to be, you're going to be like, Jesus, why are you the way that you are, Olivia? Because my dream home is going to be beautiful. So let's get back to the gist. Let's get back to the gist. So I'll go into the bathroom, right? And it's such a beautiful, immaculate bathroom, and it is neat. Like, it is neat. I don't know if he cleaned before I came or if he hired somebody to clean before I came, but the house was clean, which is how you know that somebody values your presence. If I'm going to invite a guest to my house, I'm going to clean every corner of my house to be sparkly because I want my guests to be comfortable. I want them to feel at home. I want them to be good, you know. So you could see that they took out time in cleaning this place. Like, the apartment was squeaky, the bathroom was squeaky clean. And you know, I go about my business. And then, you know, when you're weeing, and then like you hear a plump, like look, like you pull from weeing, you know, the sort of accidental discharge. And I was like, oh my God, that's not what I was planning at all. So, but then I eventually just pulled in all good. I washed up, and then it was time to flush. Now I did the first flushing, floop, it went. But there was one tiny piece of shit that refused to go. Lord. I waited for the WC to get full again. And then I flushed again. And you know, it refused to go. It was so embarrassing. Like, because first of all, I'm a beautiful woman. And beautiful women don't poo. And I didn't want to. Like, yes, I was comfortable with my dates. We have gone on several other dates prior to this time, but I didn't want him to know that I pooed. I mean, do you understand what I mean? That is crazy. I know, but if you know, you know. So I was like, oh my God, this thing is going to embarrass me. Now, I have spent quite an amount of time in the bathroom for someone that was just coming to pee, right? And I'm sure he's wondering, like, what's happening to this girl? Where did she go to? And the pee was like, it refused to go. This piece of shit refused to move. Oh Lord. I was like, oh Jesus, what am I going to do? And there was no bucket. So I figured that I was going to fill a bucket with water and just, you know, forcefully flush it down. That would help it, like, you know, just go. There was no bucket in the bathroom. I was nervous. I was like, okay, I just have to be a big girl and go and ask him, like, do you have a bucket? And I go in and I'm like, hi, do you have a bucket? And he said, yeah, I have a bucket in the laundry room. And I said, okay, please, can I get a bucket? Because there's kind of like an emergency. And he was like, what's the problem? What's the emergency? And I was like, oh, nothing, nothing I can handle. Just get me a bucket. Because I didn't want to tell him that I pulled, right? I didn't want to say I pulled. So I was like, nothing, nothing. Just get me a bucket. Just get me a bucket. So he went and got me a bucket and I flushed. And when I came out, I was like, oh, that's what happened. And he was laughing so loud. It was like, you should not have been shy. Like, it's normal to poo. Like, no, it's not normal. I'm a pretty girl. We don't poo over here. Just joking, just joking. Just kidding. Anyway, so that was like one of the most embarrassing moments that have ever happened to me on a date or with a date. Now I'm going to be reading out the other responses so that, you know, we can all learn from them. Yes. So let's go. So this first response says, I'm going to read it out. I'm going to try. So this is from person A. It says, got into this relationship with a fine man. We stayed in different cities, but that didn't stop us. Long distance relationship. If you're able to make a long distance relationship work, like, kudos to you. I have been unable to master that act. One day, he called. One day, he called that he was in my city and it was time to meet. Beautiful. Drove down to his hotel and we had a nice time talking in his room until his colleagues came to call us to a different suite for a mini party. One thing led to another and I drank so much while playing games. I honestly felt I could handle it until I couldn't. I puked And he was so annoyed and embarrassed. Annoyed and embarrassed. He was not concerned that you're unwell. He was annoyed and embarrassed. I can understand embarrassment, but annoyance, I mean, come on. Your girlfriend is puking, and that's what you care most about. Anyways, I had to leave the suit and try to look for his room to lay down, and I got lost. Of course, because you are drunk. He should have followed you to the room to ensure that you got there safely. Why are you letting your drunk girlfriend walk around the hotel alone? Ended up in another part of the hotel, puking like crazy until I could remember his room and went there to sleep. He got there before me and was worried, I guess. You were worried and you did not step out to look for her. Crazy. I slept and left his hotel before he woke up the next day. Blocked him and moved on. Good. He was so embarrassed. Okay, said I was so embarrassed at myself. Never again. Now, once I get tipsy, I stop drinking. It's funny because I considered myself as someone with a strong head. I mean, I've been drinking since high school. Girl. I'm glad that you got out of that situation good and well. I mean, sure, know how to hold your alcohol, know your limits. I think here you assumed that you're still like a really good drinker, so you were just jugging it up. But it turns out like, you needed to take a break, and it's good. And I'm happy that you broke up with him, very importantly. Yes. I'm so happy you broke up with him because why was he not? There was just a lot wrong here in this scenario. A lot was wrong because why didn't he take you to the room himself? Why did he let you go by himself? Like, that was crazy. And why was he annoyed? Like, I can understand getting angry or getting annoyed, rather, that, oh, your date has embarrassed you. But I think in that moment, what should have been at the forefront should have been his concern. You should have been more concerned about your safety and your well-being than whether you were embarrassing him or not. So I'm glad you broke up and I'm glad you moved on because he's not a man that can protect you. So go find you a man who can protect you and stop drinking. I'll stop drinking too much. Okay, so the second response is like very short. The person says, caught fucking in a car. Well, I wish like you gave us juicy details like what happened, who caught you, where did this happen? I mean, was he in a car park? Was he on the road? Was he like, we need to know more details, like who caught you especially. So I'm just gonna give you tips. If you want to have sex in a car, make sure it's like a lonely road and make sure like it's dark and make sure you have tinted glasses, right? Because that is risky, 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 risky. And if you want to make risky moves, you have to put things in place so that you know you're not caught. So, yeah, I can imagine how embarrassing that was. That must have been totally embarrassing. But yeah, you know, oh, we need more juicy details on this one. So, if you can send us more juicy details on this one, please do tell us the complete story. Let's hear it. Okay, guys, so that's the two responses for today. Thank you all so much for listening to my podcast. I'm so excited. I can't wait to publish this and share it all with you all. Yeah, so thank you. Have a lovely night. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, please. We're on Google Podcasts, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify. So please, you can subscribe. So that you never, ever, ever miss out an episode. I love you all so much. And thank you all for staying on this journey with me. We are going somewhere big. I can assure you. I pledge to be consistent on this journey. And remember, if you have project things that you want to do them. They don't have to be perfect, right? You just have to start and you have to keep moving one foot at a time, one foot in front of the other. That's how you move. Thank you so much. Have a lovely night rest. Until next time, I love you all. Bye.